Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Baker's new plan to fight the growing opioid crisis in this state is facing some stiff opposition from medical groups. The Massachusetts Medical Society, Dental Society, and Hospital Association are all objecting to the governor's plan to limit doctors to prescribing only a 72-hour or 3-day drug supply of opiates to new patients. Baker says prescribed in quantity, those drugs are often abused.
You can always, as a patient, go back to discuss additional options after that 72-hour period. But the days of people walking out of a dentist's office or doctor's office with 30 or 60 or 90 days worth of this pain medication need to come to an end.
With us this morning to discuss the other side is Dr. Dennis Dimitri, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the objection to this part of the governor's plan?
Well, one of the issues with it is the fact that mandating very specific limits on medical care can interfere with physicians' ability to apply their own clinical judgment. And we think that that physicians are aware of the issues of opioids and need to be able to make adjustments based on the specifics of the patient, the condition, and the circumstances. I would point out one other thing, which is that when the Medical Society put forth its guidelines on opioid prescribing for all prescribers back in May, we included in our guidelines the fact that we want prescribers to take a look very carefully as to whether or not opioids are the right thing to do for a given patient, and if they do decide to prescribe opioids, to start with the lowest possible effective dose.
But the governor and supporters of this plan might disagree with you and might say, what's wrong with having those patients who need those painkillers come back after 72 hours to have those opioid pain prescriptions renewed?
In some circumstances, physicians will prescribe very short courses because that's what would be expected in that particular clinical situation. But there are other clinical situations where physicians would well know that a 2 to 3 day supply is not going to be sufficient, and they should be allowed to put their clinical judgment into place.
You know, I know most people on the other end of the radio will certainly appreciate what you've just said, but doesn't the governor have a point here that opioids prescribed in quantity sometimes or often end up being abused and are contributing to the surge in illegal opioid use? I'm wondering, is there a compromise?
We are very interested in working on solving this problem. We see physicians as a very important part of what needs to be done, because after all, we're the ones who, first of all, have to take into consideration how do we reduce the pain and suffering of our patients. That's one of the primary missions of being a physician. And we have to balance that with the risks of opioid prescribing, just like we balance the risk of any prescribing we do.
Dr. Dimitri, there's opposition in other quarters to another part of the governor's plan, which calls for 3 days of involuntary commitment by patients who are a danger to themselves or others to receive treatment for addiction in that meantime. What's your view on that, the Medical Society's view on that?
I think there are at least two potential problems with this that we think need to be looked at very closely. The first is just the kind of logistical issue or practicality of doing this. If we start to see large numbers of people being put into 72-hour involuntary commitments for addiction therapy, where are we going to do that? The second piece of it is really about the kind of medical point of view on this. We know that oftentimes if you try to force patients into treatment for any kind of medical problem, that can be not really an effective means of medical therapy.
Dr. Dennis Dimitri is president of the Massachusetts Medical Society.